Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, then that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building. Sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your heart, sensing that beat, and just letting it slow, seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down, just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow the heartbeat down just a little. And as you do, you can feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody needing anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine, just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly and comfortably, so you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms. Just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be. And wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. To be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more. Yet remaining totally alive. Noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing, relaxing, and letting go of the tensions that were there almost but not quite completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out. Such a good wondering just how long that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm. Wonder at the fact that you're so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try and move a single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed. Relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you're already as relaxed as is possible for most people to ever be, but just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body. and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you take. And I'm going to count down from 5. And with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You're just so relaxed. And feel yourself. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything, as everything has faded away. Allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. You are now so relaxed. Oh, so relaxed. Every desired suggestion you hear is ingrained in your mind. Every breath you take is one of complete serenity. You are in tune with yourself, your mind, and your pony body. And each time, and only if you and you alone want to return to this wonderful state of calmness and tranquility, and when you know that the time is right to do so, and you hear or say the phrase, empty of everything, as everything faded away. You feel yourself slipping deeper and deeper into a wonderful, relaxed trance and let yourself be guided by the voice. There will only be you and the voice until it's time to wake back up again. Your attention is needed for more urgent matters or to no longer desire to be hypnotized. Then you will find that the trance will end and you will wake up again. Now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. You are going to hear a little phrase, a phrase about you and your mind and your body. I am an earthbound classical man. Relax and enjoy as those words just slip slowly, deeply down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel, to see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see, and somewhere deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of, even before they are spoken. Words that will mold and shape you, guide you along a path of growth. Phrases that will change you into a sleek and slender pony, granting you an air of sophistication, elegance, and refinement. Passages that will soak you in a mental regal, giving you an understanding, an appreciation of classical music, especially towards a certain stringed instrument. There's a warmth creeping over your body, starting at your toes, working its way to your knees, soaking your legs in a comforting tingle. Moving again, you feel it sliding up your thighs, up towards your hips, leaving a nice, relaxing sensation all the way down your legs as it continues onward, just pulsing slowly up your torso, all the way up to your neck. You feel small waves of warmth begin to flow down your arms with each steady heartbeat. At last, reaching your hands, they begin to just grow warm and numb. This wonderful sensation radiating through your entire being. Feel something changing in your hands and feet. Slowly, you feel that your toes and fingers have become more and more difficult to move on their own. Slowly, they're merging together into your pony hooves. At first, it feels like wearing a sock, but gradually, the strange feelings disappear, leaving only your beautiful hooves, strong and solid like they should be. You feel the change now moving through your limbs, slowly changing them into your pony legs. Your legs begin to feel as if they're growing soft and flexible. The bones within begin to twist and bend. Slight pressure from the change that you know that your body is accepting its new form, granting you the hind legs of a pony. Now, so hard to stand on two legs anymore, you realize that you will need new forelegs to maintain balance as your attention shifts to your arms, soft, malleable limbs, giving way to the shifting bone structure. As the last of the development happens to your former arms, and you find you can now comfortably stand on your four pony legs, you nervously begin to take a few steps, getting used to the sensation and rhythm of a four-legged gait. You feel your four hooves, slender and graceful, with beautifully trimmed fetlocks, capable of supporting your whole body, for you to walk, compose, and play music with, able to play any instrument you desire. They make a feminine clopping sound each time they hit the ground, reassuring you in their strength as you feel the change surging through your body. You relax even. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart, and it does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, different from daily life, but welcome all the same. Mid-step, and you feel a tingling sensation envelope in your bottom. You can feel it start to expand slightly, giving a luscious curve from your lower back and into your new hind legs. The extra cushioning parts your legs slightly, giving you a comfortable space between them as you walk. These changes wash deeply giving you a pleasurable feeling as you experience all of these changes. There's a flick of energy that begins to shoot down to the base of your spine, creating a small nub. From it, a straight line protrudes out for a foot or two. You feel a slight tickling sensation as you feel long, smooth, dark grey fur grow out from the nub, and it begins to wrap around and cover the delicate line. As the hair grows long and full, you feel the weight begin to bend the line, causing your tail to form an arc as it drapes down to the ground. looking at your new sleek tail as it gently swishes against the back of your legs as you walk, making you happy. The gentle weight keeps you sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it. And although it takes a little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. An expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. These lovely sensations soothe your mind, leaving it easy for you to enjoy these changes. The change creeps slowly up your body, moving towards your head. As it transitions upwards, the sensation begins shaping your body with gentle curves of a pony, visually easing the transition between your forelegs and your backside. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, it passes over your neck, and your voice becomes a more calm, proud, elegant feminine voice. Hearing it reminds you and reassures you in your confidence of who you really are, and you feel something warm and soft resting on your head, slowly starting to grow, extending, spilling outward, until it reaches the length of your pony mane. You feel it gently brushing against your neck and over your shoulders, faintly at first, but eventually as clear as if it had always been there. You slightly feel the wind running through the hair as it sways around in the breeze. You can see the colors starting to change. Slowly, you see the hair taking on the beautiful dark shade it should have. From the base all the way to the tips, changing color until you clearly see them. Vibrant and vivid, your monochrome mane. Then, a beautiful antique brush appears as it begins brushing through your hair. You feel the soft pulling on your mane as it moves through it, slowly moving loose locks of hair into place until your mane is back in its familiar shape. An elegant mane. Classical mare, style full, waving in the wind, gently brushing against your forehead, stroking against your neck, a soft, beautiful mane, just the way you remember it, just the way it always has been. You're slowly looking more and more like the elegant pony you have always been. As you relax even deeper, you become aware of something sitting in your mane, slowly pushing the hair apart as you feel two pointy ears pop up, slowly gaining their full size, your hair gently brushing against them as they firmly stand upright on the back of your head, pointy and alert. You hear a sound, the gentle melody of music, and immediately you feel your new ears turning towards it, your sense of hearing improved, fine-tuned and sharper, better than it's ever been. Happily, you can feel your ears perking up, your wonderful, expressive ears, covered with a soft, almost felt like fur. You can clearly feel them perk up proudly when you're happy or excited. But when you're sad or tired or relaxed, just like you are now, relaxed and happy, they droop down, and you can feel them resting in your mane, covered with a soft, almost almost felt like grey fur, their weight gently pressing on your hair, the strains of your mane gently brushing against them, against your sensitive ears. But if there's one thing you like most of all about your ears, it's the sensation of them being scratched. Having your ears being scratched feels so soothing. The wonderful warm feeling of somebody rubbing the back of your ears or playfully tugging on his tips. It feels all so wonderful, relaxing you even deeper. And to accompany this new set of ears, you feel a strange pulling sensation in your face, gently stretching it into a muzzle. You feel it extending further and further. Curious, you bring your hoof to the tip of your perky pony nose and follow the curve of your chin down to your neck. In a smoothly curved line, you reach down, neatly following the feminine curve of your muzzle, running over the soft silk-like coat, feeling the feminine cheeks of a young mare, gentle and smooth, blushing a bit when you're embarrassed, warm or in love. You feel this warm glow in your neck as your voice begins to change, softer and slightly higher, with an elegant tone. The fitting voice for a classy mare. And you've now become aware of a wonderful sensation in your eyes. You feel them changing into their true pony form, getting larger than they used to be. Large magenta eyes, round and twinkling in the light. With your beautiful pony eyes, you take in the world around. The sheets of music, your instrument, the orchestra, audience, and the rest of the gala, as clear as always. Slowly, you close your pony eyes and let out a sigh of relaxation. Did you just feel something? They must have been your eyelashes, lengthened into an attractive feminine lashes. You gently making you even more beautiful and feminine. And now that you're fully a pony, you take the time to focus on your grey coat. It's already here, but you're giving it the attention it deserves. The little brush you used earlier appears again in your mind. You slowly brush it. Feel your soft grey silk-like fur as it feels smooth and warm. Your soft coat, coloured in that familiar grey colour it always had. You continue petting for a while as the sensation of your fur becomes stronger and stronger and its grey colour more vivid and lively. The sensation of the brush running through your warm soft feels oh so relaxing. A healthy coat for an elegant pony. You then notice your flanks are starting to grow. The fur starts to change colour as a figure forms, shapes and colours you're so familiar with are slowly appearing on your flank as a picture starts to appear. It's your cutie mark. Picture that describes you, defined by you, showing you who you are and what is important to you. The swirling shape of the treble clef symbol, the regal purple colour of its picture becoming clearer and clearer. Your soft coat is glowing warmly in its magic as you remember how you got your cutie. When you first realize that music is so special to you, you first notice the mark that celebrates that important discovery about yourself. As you slowly continue to gently brush your soft coat while admiring your cutie mark, you feel yourself relaxing even deeper. You are now fully a pony, a wonderful pony, like you always wanted to be, showing no hints of what you used to be. See your new pony body for you to live in, to play in. You can remember the sensations of laying down with it, the swishing motion of your tail, your expressive ears, and your beautiful mane. Your mind and body accept these new changes, melting weight down and encouraging you to enjoy these sensations. You can feel your new body, see your new body, each sensation invigorating you to enjoy them even more. The solid feeling of your hooves striking the ground as you walk, your tail brushing against your bottom and rear legs, all of the fur on your body keeping you comfortably warm, your mane draping and bouncing. You keep an even trotting pace, your pony ears attuned to your surroundings, a curved muzzle smoothly leading into the rest of your pony body. Every change here for you to enjoy and play in, experiencing the world as a lovely grey mare. And these feelings and experiences bring along feelings and behaviours that perfectly go along with your body. Feelings of elegance, of solitude and grace. You realize how musical you really are, second to none. Performing your cello, you feel majestic. Whether at home or on stage, above your crowds, strangers come from far and wide to see your concerts. And the thunderous applause after a recital comforts you. You like to feel validated, to have pride in being the best cellist, even if it drives you to lose your composure. You make it a point to set apart a portion of your day in order to spend time playing your instruments. The action of playing gives life to your soul. The soothing vibrations compel you to play at your heart's desire. You take your time, holding your beautiful instruments, letting them rest in your hooves. And although your music practice may go on long and drain you, you have a resiliency to return and do it again next day. The struggle to learn this wonderful language is time consuming. The sheets of music work in your mind to understand. But you'll never get tired of studying music. You'll not give up, no matter how hard it may become, until you actualize your musical talent. And as your days begin to wind down, your chores completed, and you're satisfied in your music studies, you come to a moment of silence and calm. To accentuate the calm, you like to unwind, listening to classical music, sinking into your furniture. You relax as the musical waves course over and through you, giving your body a tingling sensation. It relaxes you entirely. Being out in public, you enjoy carrying an air of regality about you, keeping yourself to higher standards. Your stature with peers is important to you. The way you come off in person is calculated and discerning, always patient and thoughtful before you act or respond. In conversations, you tend to have a passive, almost transient attention span. Your lack of directed focus allows you to drink in all the small and almost unnoticeable details around you, relying on your subtle to understand those around you. This, in turn, enables you to be most refined, like the minor variations that decide whether a song is melodious or horrendous. You seek out the minor variations in the ponies around you. What kind of music do they prefer? A beautiful sonata or a sad homage? It's your earth pony skill, passively drinking in the world around you, to perfectly compose to you and your audience desires. All these traits give you joy and pleasure as you let them take over and envelope you, changing you into the pony you wish them to be. Even as you speak, your voice is a feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body, recognize all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves, the four-legged gait and swishing tail, the pointed ears, and the classy, graceful, proud feelings. Your curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play. And now that you know that you can go back to this state any time you choose, all you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm an earthbound classical pony. And whenever you say, I'm an earthbound classical pony, you'll feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the classy little pony from the person you were, instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much as part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the classy little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. Whenever you say revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the classy little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying I'm an earthbound classical pony, you'll feel even more natural. Your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this classy pony. Go ahead, try it. Just in your mind, say the trigger as confident and resolute as you can, and feel the changes wash over. Strengthening with each repeat until you're the beautiful pony you've always been. You feel your pony body, see your pony body with your musical hooves and legs, your elegant dark tail, your styleful mane, your well-trained ears, and your oh-so-soft grey coat. And now, it's time to wake back up again, Miss Melody. Waking up on the count of five, while the sensations of your pony body are just becoming stronger and stronger. You'll find with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. And if you fail to wake up properly, or find that you need to wake up and end the trance or suggestible state on in a later time, you'll know that each time you hear or say the words, refreshed and awake, you will awaken from the trance and feel refreshed again. You will be ready to face the day, or ready to fall into a deep, wonderful sleep for the night, ready for whatever it is you want to do next. 1. Waking up now. 2. More and more. 3. Consciousness returning. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoy.